Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
So here's what I want you to do, God says, verse 7. Consider your ways, and verse 8, here it is, verse 8. Give me verse 8, if you will. Go to the mountains and bring down timber and build my house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored. Stop the insanity, he's saying. Nothing wrong with building a house, but why are you building yours and mine lies in ruins? He says, I want you to go up and get the timber. And don't tell me there's no provision. There's always been provision. You've just been using it all to build yours. Now go get it and bring it back. And instead of taking it to your building lot, bring it to mine. Can I get an amen in the house? He says, why? So that I may take pleasure and be honored. And I believe with all my heart, everybody who's come today, that every one of these initiatives going around the world and around the corner, helping people that are being trafficked for sex and planting churches and Bible schools and children's ministries and Teen Challenge and Hoving Home and helping people with special needs, all of these things and planting a fountain of life in the capital city of Trenton, New Jersey, and funding the Jubilee House and building the light rail ministry and feeding the homeless and taking Bibles to prisoners and storing up food for those who need it in our neighborhood. I just believe with all my heart that when we build it, God will be glorified. And we're not building a building, but people's lives. Listen, everybody, you can debate a lot of things, but you cannot debate this. When churches are planted, God is honored. When souls are saved, God is honored. When the poor are helped, God is honored. When the addict is set free, God is honored. When the enslaved are rescued, God is honored. When people with special needs are served, God is honored. When the homeless are fed, God is honored. When the prisoner is served, God is honored. And Fountain of Life is about honoring God in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything. As long as there's one person that hasn't heard the good news of Jesus, we'll just keep reaching out. God is calling us to radically influence his kingdom here on earth. We're not here just to wait for heaven. We're not here to wait for heaven. We're here to bring heaven to earth. Hallelujah. This is about reaching people who are far from God. I've heard people say, well, isn't our church big enough? Well, what if they just said that before you got here? Isn't our church big enough? Well, aren't you glad that there was still room for you? And there's people out there that need Jesus within the shadow of this steeple and in the city of Trenton and around the world. I believe in around the globe, but I also believe around the corner. We're going to receive our first Kingdom Builder's offering in a few minutes. And if we're going to build, please don't say like they did. It's not time. Oh, Pastor, I'm not saying not ever. I'm just saying not now. That's what they said. And I believe with all my heart, Jesus is coming. I said, Jesus is coming. Amen. I told you this a couple times already. The weatherman says a snowstorm's coming, and people run out to the store and get two things. What do they get? You got 2 gallons of milk, but you go get a third. You got 2 loaves of bread, you go get another one. The weatherman says the storm is coming, and everybody goes, whoosh, whoosh. The preacher says Jesus is coming, and we do. Nothing. None of this is putting new furniture in my office. None of this is giving me a raise. Not a penny this goes to me. If it did, I'd probably be shy up here, but it's not. So I'll be bold. I said I'll be bold. Because it's going to help my light rail friends. It's going to help people in Asia. It's going to help people in Trenton. And I'll ask you for everything for the sake of a lost soul. I'll ask you to take some out of your savings even. For lost souls to be saved, because that's what we're doing. I'm not going to tell you, but we're making a larger pledge to this initiative, this Kingdom Builders initiative, than we've ever made to any church, any ministry above and beyond our tithe. Now, and I believe with all my heart, everybody, that now, everybody say now, everybody say now, God is a now God, now faith, now build, now give. It's not progress if we're procrastinating. And I'm going to close it with this. Look what happened in verse 13 and 14. I want to share something with you. Watch. Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. He said, I am with you, declares the Lord. How many are breathe a deep sigh of relief there? He's with us. Some of y'all say amen out loud. He says, I'm with you. Where's Johnny? Pastor Johnny, when you go, and Johnny, by the way, Johnny and his wife Julia aren't the only ones going to Trenton. Some of you are going too. No, I know. Already, many people have told. And we're going to have an informational meeting very soon. And anybody who's interested in helping us plant this church in the capital city. But you're not going alone, brother. Even if nobody goes with you, the Lord said, I'm with you. Now here we go, a little bit deeper. And here's where it is. Here's where God really touched my heart. Even this morning, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. The Lord stirred up the people. The Lord, not Haggai didn't do it, and Russ can't do it. The Lord stirred the people. The Lord stirred up the people. He stirred Zerubbabel, and he stirred Shealtiel, and he stirred up the whole remnant of the people. And what did they do? They came, and they began to work on the house of the Lord God. Praise God! And I got to be honest with you, but just really honest. It's a big amount. $540,000 is a big amount. But I boldly ask you to help us, because it's not for me, it's for... It's for people who are still lost and still in darkness and still need Christ. That's what it is. That's why we're writing a check today. That's why I'm going to ask you to do the same. Look at your bank account. How much of you are saving for a rainy day? And today in the kingdom of God, it is a rainy day. And I'm going to tell you what I felt this morning. I told Luann, I feel this pressure. And I shouldn't, but I feel this pressure. Presenting Kingdom Builders, it's a whole new initiative. It's a whole new way for us to give. And Pastor Dave, you know, I'm preparing, and Johnny and Billy and Ruben, I'm preparing. I'm like, and I hope I say the right things, and I hope I prepare it well. And I hope I present it to the people well, because if I don't present it well, maybe we won't reach our goal. And I felt like I shouldn't have, but it just felt like it was depending on me. How well can I communicate it? How well can I present it? And asking the Lord's help and everything. And then I read this one more time this morning before I came. And I felt the Lord speak to me. It isn't you, Russ, that's stirring the people. It's me that's stirring the people. I came out here this morning more relaxed than ever. It's $500,000, and I'm like, I can't do this. It isn't my words. It isn't my preaching prowess. The Lord said, I didn't ask you to stir the people. I'll stir their hearts. I'll stir their hearts. And so I'm just depending on the Lord. And when this service is done, I'm going to the shore. No, really. I just want to walk on the boardwalk and have dinner with my wife. And I'm going to be so relaxed, Maddie, because this thing ain't up to me. It's up to God. He's touched my heart, and he stirred my heart to give. And then my wife and I have been praying about it, and then she ends up with more faith than me. And her amount was bigger than mine. I'm the preacher here. Anyway. And I've never been so excited. I got to tell you, I've never been so excited to put a check in a basket all my life. And so I'm just asking God today to touch your hearts. And when he touches our hearts and he puts an amount in our mind, it'll be a God thing. By the way, today is our seed offering. You see the commitment card. Oh, and it's another thing I wanted to tell you. I wish I'd have made that card different. You know, it's his name, address, email, phone number. Ixnay all that. We would like a commitment amount for the year, but I don't care where it's coming from. Okay? If you don't have to, but you don't have to write your name down. Just what God is asking you to commit to, either weekly, monthly. And by the way, it all doesn't have to come in today. Now, if you have $500,000 in your $100,000, $200,000, well, really, some of you might. Go ahead and give it. But we've got till the end of the year to do this. So weekly, monthly, here a little, there a little. And I believe we'll see a miracle. Do I have anybody that agrees with me on that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pray the sun stays out. So when I'm on the boardwalk today having lunch with my honey, it doesn't rain on my parade. And I'm going to eat whatever I eat. I'm going to be so relaxed, Maddie. Because the Lord is the one that's building the house. Praise God. Here we go. Here we go. Hold on. We ain't ready to go yet. I'm going to ask you right now to take out your envelope. There's a Kingdom Builders envelope. And we're going to do something like we've never done at Fountain of Life before. At least not since I've been here. We put out all these baskets. And what we're going to do is we're going to come forward. Again, if you want to put your name on this, you can, but I'm not interested in the who, just what the commitment level is, so we know how to plan and how to give it away. Did you hear what I just said? Didn't that sound good? Give it away, so we can give it away to build the kingdom. We're going to put this in here, and then I want you to write your Kingdom Builders amount right here. Not tithes, we did that earlier. A Kingdom Builders amount. By the way, it doesn't have to be all of it. Could be half of it. We gave half of it today. We'll give the other half over the rest of the year. And we're going to... Now, if you don't have anything, right, pray for me. But everybody's... I hope everybody will come forward. And they will give me this, and I'll pray for you. And we're going to put it in the basket today. Are you ready to get ready to move out, everybody? Do you know what? You know what blew my mind? Oh, this isn't fundraising. It's faith raising. This isn't a campaign either. It's the Great Commission. You know what? I right before we get ready to give this, I was watching TV a while ago, and Beto O'Rourke, he's a politician in Texas. You heard about Beto? Well, he's a politician. And when he announced his candidacy for POTUS, President of the United States, he received $6.1 million in 24 hours. Because people believe in him. And I don't know what kind of guy he is, but I do know this. He can't save anybody, can't heal anybody, can't deliver anybody, can't change racism in America, and he can't set anybody free. And $6.1 million in 24 hours because people believed in him. But I want to tell you, no Democrat, no Republican, no independent can change this world we're living in. But there is a man. I said, there is a man who can, and his name is Jesus. And it's crazy. People are giving him all this money because they think he's the answer. And yet, I say we give today because Jesus is the answer. Hey, let's stand together and let's get ready. I've asked the team, hold on, to sing Unstoppable God. And when they do, we're going to all move out of our seats, come, put our offerings and commitment cards in these baskets, then go back to your seats, and we're going to declare the blessing of the Lord on your life for your gift. God, I thank you right now. If people are unsure, I pray that you will stir their hearts and help us to build and help us to do it together and help us to do it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.